whatever. You're surrounded by a bunch of people. How many people agree with what you and me talk about in terms of being, let's say, on the right side? It's a civil war right now. There's a right side and a wrong side. And we're on the right side. We, the thinking, are on the right side. If you don't think that, get the hell out of here. Go to the other side. Become the enemy. Well, who are you to make that call? I'm the guy on the right side. That's who. I'm the guy that thinks right. That's who. And you need to take that attitude if you're going to win a war. How else are you going to defend your side if you don't 100% stand with your side and by your side? It's a flurry of phone calls. I'd like to know who you work with. I don't want their names. I don't give a damn about their names. But who is on the enemy side, and what are they saying? How do they excuse what's happening right now? How is it that somebody, and I know this is huge in the medical profession, and I know a ton of people at the hospitals listen to this radio program. Doctors, they listen to it as they're on their way out after a shift, or they listen to it on their way in. Some listen to it while they're on the job. But how many of you in, say, health services are having people that are defending what's going on? By the way, did you just hear that Henry Ford? Was it Henry Ford stuff that's doing the calling in nurses from Indonesia or whatever it was? It was Henry Ford. Yeah, okay, Henry Ford. It's either Philippines or Indonesia. They're importing nurses. Why would they do that? Oh, there's so many job openings. Why? Because Americans have quit because they've been told you need to get the vax or else. They've depleted the supplies. Spoke with somebody today, was visiting a hospital, and I said, and he was proximate to the emergency room. I said, it's like a third world, isn't it? Went, yep, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable how bad it is now. And it's shoulder to shoulder, wall to wall. People everywhere on beds. Nobody's in a room. Yeah, though the people in rooms, but the rooms are packed. Is it because there's COVID? No, it's because there's no staff. There's no staff. They've got entire areas closed down. I mean, that's a huge part of it. But we have been turned into the third world almost overnight. So I'm curious as to how many people really understand that and support it. They didn't bargain for the third world, many of them. They had no idea. They didn't know what that meant, even though we've been telling them about that for decades. You Democrat Socialist Party, you're moving toward a third world existence. They want to do away with your American life. And a lot of people say, well, we should, because we have to fight climate change. We have too much stuff. No, we don't. We don't have too much stuff. We want more stuff. We need more stuff. Get us more stuff. But no, they see it as a zero-sum game. If we have something, then that means the guy over there can't have something, which is insanity. It's going to come down at some point, possibly after we're all long gone. Well, after you're long gone. I have it on good authority from the Lord that I'm going to live to be 140 years old. Well, he didn't tell me that specifically, but I can just feel it. He won't take me. So I'm going to be here after your grandchildren are gone. And at some point, somebody's going to write the book. And the book is going to be, the people in the United States of America had everything that human beings should aspire to. Freedom, freedom of religion, thought, self-defense, all of it. We had all of it, and we squandered it and gave it away to go back into the default position of mankind. And the default position of mankind is serfdom, slavery, abject servitude, and we just hope we get a good king. We don't